When I first started dating my wife in 1978, I remember meeting her father for the first time, and he was reading the paper, and I asked him, how did work go today while I was waiting for my date to get dressed? And he said, same old crap. Of course, that ended the conversation really quickly. Fortunately, my future father-in-law did learn to love me in the long run, but that was the way people described work at one time. Not everybody, but a lot of people. Things have changed. People want to experience work in a different way. They want to experience happiness while at work. It does take two-thirds of their life. So the good news is there's been an abundant amount of research on happiness over the course of the last 25 years. Much of it has been done around work, and it turns out that happiness at work can lead to a minimum of 12% increase in productivity. Companies with happiness initiatives like Google had a 37% rise in employee satisfaction. It's been shown that happiness at work allows the brain to work better, people solve problems better, and they're more collaborative. Now, we don't know all the practices yet that are going to be most successful in generating the best outcomes, but we can categorize the components of it. So here they are today, and I may drill down on them more in the next couple of weeks. An acronym developed by Martin Seligman, who is one of the most prolific researchers in this, describes an acronym PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. They stand for, and I would encourage you to remember this, positive emotion, number one, which is, and this isn't being able to smile or be Pollyannish. This is the sense that there's a sort of a positive, optimistic view of the past, the present, and the future that allows sort of this grounding for everybody around you to know that it's going to be okay and that you can think through the problem. This is so important, whether it's in sports, finance, whatever it might be. Now, of course, you have to have a strategy to back that emotion, but that emotion is really important. Engagement. We all need something in our lives where we're completely engrossed in what we're doing and we're constantly improving what we're doing. That actually equals what we call flow. And flow is the immersion of something so challenging that you lose yourself. And there's this thought between boredom and excitement is something, or anxiety is where engagement meets. And relationships, positive relationships is very important in the workplace. M for meaning. The goal has to be bigger than ourselves. The reason that we're working has to be bigger than ourselves. We have to find that. And oftentimes we have to bring that ourselves if the company doesn't provide that for us. And A, accomplishment. Having goals and ambition in life is central to experiencing happiness, whether at work or at home. I hope that's helpful. We'll dive into it more in the next few weeks.